赞美赞美赞美
赞美赞美赞美赞美赞美赞美赞美赞美赞美赞美赞美赞美赞美赞美
Take your rightful place. describe only one word comes to only one word to describe only one word comes to my only one word to describe only one word comes to
casting down their crowns of gold before you. The four living creatures crying out day and night, night and day. The 24 elders bowing low, we bow low, casting down their crowns of gold before.
to the Lamb who sits on the throne, all blessing and honor and glory and power be unto the Lamb who sits on the throne. Sits on the throne, all blessing and honor and glory and power be unto the Lamb who sits on the throne, all blessing and honor and glory and power be unto the Lamb who sits on the throne, all blessing and honor and glory and power be unto the Lamb who sits on the throne.
Sits on the throne, be unto the Lamb, sits on the throne, be unto the Lamb, who sits on the throne, be unto the Lamb, sits on the throne, unto the Lamb, who sits on the throne, be unto the Lamb, sits on the throne, be unto the Lamb, who sits on the throne. To the Lamb sits on the throne, blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Lamb sits on, oh, be unto the Lamb sits on the throne. Yes. You sit on the throne.
Good morning, Zion family.
早安，亲爱的锡安家人。
Are you awake? Good morning.
是早安。
How many are blessed these few days?
哪些人这几天得到很大的祝福啊
？Wow, truly, I'm blessed. I'm fully blessed.
真的是不可限量的祝福。
But I want to thank the one who made all this possible.
但是我们先要感谢那些使这不可能的成为可能的这些幕后的人。
It's the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这是
Can you give him a big hand clap?
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，给我们这位这些来鼓掌。
Personally, today I am full of gratitude.
我们心里充满了感恩。
Because years ago, he called my grandfather all the way from Malaysia to China to become a pastor to the boat people.
因为在数十年前，神呼召我的祖先到马来西亚成为一个船行船的家人。
And called my father to sell everything to take care of orphans.
我的父亲卖掉了一切，就是来收养这些的孤儿们。
And my father and mother gave birth to 6 children.
那我的妈妈，我们生了六个孩子。
I'm the youngest.
我是最小的。
Seven, yeah. Six boys.
六个男孩。
And I'm the youngest.
我是最小的。
In the Chinese world, the youngest would not be honored like this.
在中国的这个传统里，最小的通常不是这样子。
My oldest brother, Peter, he's a professor, a pastor, but he has only four girls.
我的大哥 Peter 呢，他是一个教授，他是一个
pastor.
牧师，但他就是有四个女儿。
He recognized the calling of my son.
他认出了我儿子的。
In the family.
在这个家中，在赵家的家中。
On Caleb and Carmen's birthday, he gave the birthright of the Chiu's family to him.
就是在他们结婚的时候，就 Caleb 跟 Carmen 给他们的孩子当作是长子的这一份。
I'm sharing this to let you know how God's plan unfolds.
我只是要跟大家讲一下神的旨意是怎么揭开的。
And my wife, Mrs. Chiu.
我的妈妈。我的太太。
Yeah. Can you come?
Kate 的妈妈。
She married my brother's... No, she. my third brother.
太开心的讲的有一点混
乱。Jonas，
我的哥哥 Jonas，
marry her sister，
娶了赵妈的妈妈 Fanny 妈，赵妈的姐姐。
Oh, Jenny， you're more sharp. Enjoy.
我晕了我。
It's family. Fanny, ma.Can you come with Kim? The product is Kim. Kim.
Fanny, now, Jonas, Kim, and Jack.
For those who are new, you know the connection now. And the point is why I'm sharing this.
我重点为什么要分享?
Say family vision.
我们说家庭的意向。
Say family vision.
家的意向。
About 30 years ago,
大概30年前
or more,
或者更多
the Lord sent me to Minneapolis.
主差我去 Minneapolis.
An apostle gave me a word.
然后有使徒给我一句话
to bring back to Hong Kong.
带回香港
At that time, my three brothers are doing business.
那时候我三个哥哥都在做生意
And the Lord said, family vision.
主说家的意向
So, they took up the calling.
所以他们就拿起这个意向
and support the youngest brother since then until now financially.
从那个时候到现在，他们在经济上就支持他们对最小的弟弟。
And also,
然后
when we have a need to buy the building in the center in Richmond,
我们在
the training center,
列支文训练中心需要买下来的时候
in the most difficult time, they help finance it.So that we don't have debt.
在最难的时候，他们也就提供经济方面的支持，以至于我们不需要贷款。
And that center has blessed many people around the world.
这个训练中心祝福到了世界各地的人。
Can I say hallelujah?
你说 hallelujah 吗
？And without me planning, they all come this week at Mark DuPont's conference now.
然后不是我计划的，他们这个周末都来参与 Mark DuPont 的聚会。
I want you to welcome them and bless them.
我盼望大家可以欢迎他们，祝福他们。
My youngest brother Daniel and Ha, can you come join us here?
我最小的哥哥 Daniel,
Senator, 一起出嚟。我哋你因为仲要边得佢坐 ，give her a chair because I want them to be blessed today.
可以请他们上来。
Now you know their health is not very good.
被祝福到，虽然他们的健康不是太好。
Number six is Daniel. So my number three brother is Jonas.
我第三个兄弟叫 Jonas.
Today I want to honor this so-so.
今天我想尊荣这个嫂嫂。
They literally sacrificed my brother stay in Hong Kong to do business to support the family.
他们让我的哥哥在家里，在香港继续做生意，继续可以支持家庭。
So they have to be separated.
所以他们要分开来。
So this blessed niece has many times with our father.
这个侄女祝福到了我们父亲们。
In order for this family to grow together.
哦，他跟他父亲，他也牺牲了他父亲，以至于我们的家可以一起成长。
My number two brother, his name is also Caleb.
哦，第二个哥哥，他的名字也叫 Caleb.
I didn't know when I called Caleb, he's Caleb, but he's Caleb.
他也叫 Caleb.
So Caleb, Igor, Esau, and his daughter and son-in-law and grandchildren, grandson, Victor, can you come join us?
请我的哥哥 Caleb 他们一家儿子还有孙子可以上来。
He would never want to do that, but today I want to bring them up.
他永远都不会自己想上来，今天我想请他们上来。
Why I need to do it today?
为什么要今天来这样子做？
Because last week or so he called me.
上周他给我打电话。
He was in the emergency.
他在急诊。
He has to make a decision.
他需要做个决定。
Go into hospital or come to Canada.
需要进医院或者来到加拿大。
He called me.
他给我打电话。
After we pray, he decided to come.
我们祷告后，他就决定来到加拿大。
Can I give the Lord a big hand clap?
可以给神一个掌声吗？
So this is not just another opportunity. This might be the last time we are together here.
这也许是我们最后个机会，大家可以聚在一起。
Without them, Gideon would not be Gideon financially.
没有他们 ，Gideon 不会是 Gideon 在经济方面。
For over 30 years, they support me.
三十多年，他们都支持我。
Never doubt.
永远都不怀疑。
Always embraces youngest brother.
永远就是尊荣他们最小的弟弟。
So I want to do one thing. I want the pastoral leadership to come surround them.
我盼望我们牧者团队可以围着他们的周围。
And pray a blessing over them. Papa Albert, can you do that?
可以为他们为祝福做个祝福的祷告。
And
Papa Albert,
any one of you who felt you are part of the family, blessed by this family, I want you to surround us around us.
还有我们大家，如果你觉得有被这个家祝福到，也欢迎你上来。
Of course, my mother adopted Papa David Damien as my younger brother.
我的妈妈也收养领养了 Papa David 做我的弟弟。
So Dr. Ruth is my sister-in-law.
所以 Ruth 医生是我的我的嫂子，弟父，弟媳妇，嫂子。
Yesterday, we went to my mother's graveyard to thank the Lord.
昨天我们一起去我妈妈的坟墓来感谢神。
Written in the memorial plaque.
写在这个纪念碑上面。
It's all our names.
是我们全部孩子的名字。
Including David Damien's name there.
包括戴冕牧师。
So this is an honoring time for me.
这是一个尊荣的时刻。
Can we just surround them?
我们可以围着他们。
I want you to do me one favor.
我想要大家帮我一件事。
Recognize their face.
要认着他们的脸。
Whenever the Lord reminds you, just pray for them.
当主提醒你的时候，为他们代祷。
My brother is older than me, 14 years. No, you are younger. You are.
我的哥哥比我大多少岁
？So can you stretch your hand and bless them? We all have the same eyebrow, remember that?
我们都有一样的眉毛。
My brother. So, Prophet Dupont, can you do me a favor to pray over them if the Lord releases a word to bless them? No pressure, but if the Lord only.
请 Dupont 先知如果有话语可以祝福他们。
Can you all stretch forth your hand now?
可以伸手。
Shalaba, 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 shalaba.Shilaba, can you release a cry in the spirit for me?
可以在灵里面释放一个呼求。
This whole family will enter in the fullness of the destiny.
这整个家会进入命定的丰富。
Yolamanda la batay, yolabatay, yolabatan. Shilaba, 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 shilaba.
Lord God, your word says that you forgive all of our iniquities.
主，你的话语讲你，你赦免我一切的罪。
And you heal us of all of our afflictions.
你医治我们的病痛。
You redeem our life from the pit.
你从洞里面赎回我们的生命。
You crown us with loving kindness.
你用你的慈爱为冠冕放在我们头上。
You renew our youth like the eagle.
像鹰一样，你更新我们的青春。
Upon these brothers and sisters-in-laws.
这些兄弟们还有嫂子。
Would you fill them fresh with your Holy Spirit?
愿你有一个新鲜的浇灌，用你的圣灵浇灌他们。
Fill them with your power.
用你的大能充满他们。
And we bless them in the name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣的名祝福他们。
For their youth to be renewed like the eagle.
就像鹰一样，你来恢复他们的青春。
We ask, Lord, that you would crown them with your loving kindness, Lord God.
你的慈爱像冠冕一样放在他们头上。
And we speak just your redemptive purposes, even physically now, in Jesus' name.
甚至在他们的身体里面，我们宣告你赎回的目的在他们生命中。
Let your healing power be upon them.
愿你医治的大能在他们身上。
And we bless their muscles and their circulation and their stomachs with your strength.And your healing power.
我们祝福他们的肌肉，他们的胃，他们的骨骼系统充满你的大能，你的医治。
And just as Moses, his eyes were not dim.
就像摩西的眼睛还是健康的。
We bless their eyes to be clear in the name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣的名祝福他们的眼睛是看得清楚的。
To see the blessings that are yet to come upon them and their family.
看见未来还要临到他们家的祝福。
And we thank you for them.
我们为着他们感谢你。
And we honor the sacrificial giving and serving they've done over the years.
我们也尊荣他们这么多年所付出的一切。
Thank you, Father.
父神，谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Father, we're here to celebrate you.
父神，我们在这里要庆贺你。
But we're also here to celebrate what you have done in this family.
但是我们也要庆贺你在这个家所做的一切。
These days, you have been highlighting for us the fear of God.
这些日子你在提醒我们关于敬畏神。
And we thank you that years ago, Papa Chu feared the Lord and responded to the Lord's call.
我们也感谢你这么多年前，赵爸听见你的声音，也回应你的呼召。
That has brought blessing to this generation, the next generation, and the generation to come.
他的回应给这个世代，给下面的世代都带来了祝福。
We worship and we thank you for such an illustration of the faithfulness of your word.
我们敬拜你，我们也感谢你，我们看见他对你话语的信实。
We pray this not only upon the elder generation, but upon the children and the children's children.
愿这个祝福不只是给上面一代，但是下面一代孩子、孩子的孩子。
You are faithful.
主，你是信实的。
And you actually work it out in families.
你是在家里面是信实的。
So we bless this family.
所以我们祝福这个家。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I want my brother to stand and look around to see.The fruit of your sacrifice.
我想要我的哥哥来看到你牺牲的果子，牺牲结出来果子。
Family
是这个家。
Represent the whole family to say a few words to bless them
in Chinese.
代表整个家讲一些祝福的话语。
你天父，你系创造宇宙万物嘅主宰。
You creator of heaven and earth. Who is, who was, and who is to come. You're the Almighty God. That you have created the heavens like you are putting a firmament. You have established the foundations of the earth.And you have used wind as your servants. And the fire as your slaves.
You
before the mountains or the earth were even created. From eternity to eternity, you are God. Father, today we've seen your great love manifested in our midst. You filled each one of us. I feel it's your mighty power that has caused us to be one family. May you expand our boundaries. Be with us. That we will not face any difficulties. That our bodies will be healthy. That our souls and spirits will be prosperous. That we will hold on firm to the eternal life that you have given us. And to give you all the glory to you, God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, again I thank you for your faithfulness. You remind me that you heard my brother's cry regularly in the highest mountain in Hong Kong as he rose up to see you.
你提醒我, 你听到我哥哥在香港山上向你的呼求。
He regularly went to the top mountain of Hong Kong to pray for Hong Kong.
他是常常去香港最高的, 山头来祷告。
For over 20 years, I know.
20多年。
Father, thank you for his blessing.
父神，谢谢你为他祝福。
Thank you for your faithfulness. You brought him here today with the family.
谢谢你信实地把他们跟全家带来。
I want to bless my brother's grandson.
我想祝福我哥哥的,
Among seven brothers,
在七个兄弟当中,
he and me have the only Chu's last name, Chu.
我和他的孩子是唯一有赵这个姓的。
One is the incorruptible 赵不朽, Levi.
哦, 就是, 不朽的这个名字, 一个是我的孙子 Levi.
His grandchildren's name is also Bu No, which is no, Bu Lan is not too difficult. So, this is the blessing for all of you, the blessing of Abbas, Jabez. This is what my brother just prayed. Can you receive it? Lift your hand, Lord. Give this family to Jabez. Do you say Jabez? How do you say that? Yabe. Jabez. For here and for the generations before you return. Everybody say.
大家都说 Amen.
Very important. Just I wanted to share that God sees this moment in time. It's a very holy moment.
And
as soon as we started to pray, David phoned. Like, we don't speak with each other every day. He's in Egypt right now. But he did not know we were praying at all. But at the moment we gathered here and we started to pray,
我想分享，我们一开始祷告的时候，戴明就给我打电话，我们也不是常常每天都通话的，他现在在埃及。
That David phoned, he's in Egypt.
大卫给我打电话，他在埃及。
And I feel it is a sign that God sees this moment in time. It's holy. It's very near God's heart.
我觉得是个记号，主看见我们这个神圣的时刻，是他很 对他来说很珍贵的一个时刻。
Some of you may not know that Mama Chu accepted and acknowledged David as one of her spiritual sons before she passed away. Sorry?
Real son.
Their real son. So David is one of the, is the youngest brother of all of these ones here.
有些人可能不太了解。
So it's timely that he would sense in his spirit to make the call right now, showing in the spirit he's still one family.
有些人可能不了解，在赵妈过世之前，她收养了戴冕牧师做他们家真正最小的儿子，所以她有感动，在这个时候打电话，就是让我们看见神，看见我们现在在这里做的。
昨天我们全家去一起在 grandparent 的墓地。
Yesterday, our whole family gathered at the grave of our grandparents.
In the 墓壁，他们每一个都是单的名，儿子。
On the tombstone, all of the sons have one character for their name.
But David have two, is man and.
但是戴冕牧师有两个字是免恩，他中文的戴冕恩，免恩这两个字。所以
grandmom， 我知道他是神要他做成这一件事，就是要认 David 做他的最小的儿子。所以我相信赵妈这样子。
领养 David 做他真实的儿子是神让他 ，It's God wanted Mama Chu to adopt David as her youngest son.
Thank you, Father. From Zion, we're gonna sing this song again.
我们再次唱这首歌，在西安。
All my days, you have been faithful.
所有的日子，你都是信实的。
Can you sing and return to your seat?
我们可以边唱边回座位。
Joanna, oh. All my day, all our day, you have been faithful.
我们所有的日子，他都是信实的。
And then tell one another you belong to this family vision.
跟彼此说，你也是这个家的意向的一部分。
The word the Lord gave us is family vision.
主给我们的话语就是家的意向。
Caleb, can you lead us to sing? Joanna is here.
All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All our lives you have been so, so good. With every breath that we are able, we will sing of the goodness of God. Of God, we will sing of the goodness of God. God, you're faithful to all generations.
主，你在世世代代都是信实的。
So we want to release the youngest generation to their Sunday school.
所以我们要释放我们最小的一代去主日学。
We bless you guys.
我们祝福你们。
Walk.
可以慢慢地走
Soar in the spirit, but walk in the cafeteria.
在灵里面可以翱翔，但是在我们房间里可以慢慢地走
I just wanted to respond a little bit to just what happened.
我想回应一点我们刚刚发生的事情
Maybe from a perspective, I'll give you perspective from my eyes growing up maybe as a pastor's kid.
我会跟大家分享我作为一个牧师的儿子，我的经历，我的观点。It's
not the most comfortable thing when everybody watches what you do and what haircut you have.
不是很自在，所有人都在看你剪了什么头发，你在做什么事情。And
there are times that there are certain things that I would do that I never considered people would even care.
我有时候做一些事情，我都没想过别人会在乎。
But there are moments in growing up, I'd be reminded that, you know, whether this is good or bad, that people could be watching.
但是我成长的期间，不管我做的是好是坏，我发现可能有人会在看。
And in my heart, I've never ever wanted people to be watching.
在我的心中，我永远都不盼望别人看我。
But then there are times where God calls us to be the message.
但有时候主呼召我们去做这个这个道。
And I think if done right,
如果我们做得对的话
，in humility,
带着谦卑。
Maybe even as living stones.
也许也是作为活石。
Where sometimes those stones are placed as signposts.
有时候这些活石是让我们看见路牌在哪里。
That as Pastor Mark reminded us, it's never about raising monuments.
就像 Pastor Mark 提醒我们，永远我们都不是要设立纪念碑。
But if those stones could raise questions and point to someone else.
但如果这些活石可以让人问一些问题，指向另外一个人。
If our lives can be a sign of God's goodness.
如果我们的生命可以让别人看出主的美善。
That point to him.
是指向他的。
That declares with our lives that he is good.
用我们的生命来宣告他是好的。
And his mercies endure.
他的恩慈直到永远。
And his goodness is to all generations.
他的美善也长到所有的世代。
Then I accept.
我就接受。
And let my heart burn.
让我的心可以燃烧。
And may, when we burn, may people see the light.
当我们燃烧的时候，愿别人可以看见光。
That it's always been about him.
永远一直都是关乎他。
And that everything that we have is because of obedience of previous generations.
我们拥有的一切都是因为我们前面世代的顺服。
And so I'm humbled.
所以我很被谦卑。
That you would extend your grace to our family.
你们大家会伸出你们的恩典向着我们家。
But since we are family, what's ours is yours.
但因为我们都是家人，我们所拥有的也属于大家。
So the blessing.
所以这个祝福。
You know.Is ours.
是我们的。
God can have many plans.
主可以有好几个计划。
And so he has more in store for us even today.
他甚至今天还有更多为我们预备的。
So it is such a delight.
所以是我的荣幸。
And pleasure and honor.
我的喜悦，我的荣幸。
And I always feel like I don't do it justice.
我觉得我每次都做得不够好。
But we give as much earthly honor as we can, but I think what we recognize is God's anointing on someone.
我们在地上只可以尊荣别人到一个地步，但是我们也看见主的意义。
And when God's anointing is on someone, you don't need to say it.
我们可以看见他在一个人身上的恩膏，我们不需要讲出来。
And so we are so grateful that Pastor Mark has made himself available to spend time with us this week.
所以我们很感谢 Mark 牧师自己花时间来跟我们在一起。
And if you've been with us any times, you would have heard how the Lord has used him to speak into our lives and into our church.
如果你们跟我们在一起一段时间，你们会听到主怎么样利用他来说话，说给我们的教会，我们的家。
And I keep learning more about him every time he's here.
他每次来到这边的时候，我都更了解他。
And the one thing I really...I think that will help us get along as he likes sushi.
我觉得让我们可以更近的一个因素就是他也喜欢寿司。
And I think he was and so, you know, there's a reason why we're fishers of men.
有一个原因为什么主说我们是
Sorry.
得人鱼得鱼的渔夫。
All right, first in the natural, then the spiritual.
先是在自然界，然后才在灵界。
Because we like sashimi.
因为我们喜欢吃生鱼片。
So, what's happening?
I feel I need to honor this man like honor my other brothers.
我觉得我要尊荣这个弟兄。
Without him, Gideon would not be everywhere around.
如果没有他的话 ，Gideon 就不会在这里。
How many years ago, 1992, the Lord gave a word for Gideon. Which shocked me those days.
1992年，他给 Gideon 一句话，在那些日子让我很吃惊。
One of them is to be a spokesman for God in Asia.
其中一个就是要在亚洲为神来说话。
Impossible.
这是不可能的。
And the Lord will use us around the Pacific Rim.
主会在太平洋这一圈国家都利用我们。
Now it's about 50 nations walking together.
现在我们大概50个国家一起同行。
And yesterday he gave me another word.
昨天他又给我一句话。
What do you say I am?
你说我是谁？
You're a bridge builder.
你是一个建立桥梁的人。
A bridge builder.
建立桥梁的人。
So help us to build a bridge to connect the family around the world together.
所以主你帮助我们可以一起建立桥梁，让全球的家可以连在一起。
If I'm a bridge builder, you're all bridge builders.
如果我是建立桥梁的，我们都是建立桥梁的。
How many will receive this?
有谁会领受这一句话？
Now, speak more, Lord, through this song.
现在你通过它讲更多。
Good morning.
早上好。
Let's try that again.
来，我们再试一次。
Good morning.
早上好。
Just want to see if everybody was still alive.
我要看到大家还活着。
I have to say, Caleb, the honor is all mine to be with you this morning.
我要对 Caleb 说，对我来说非常是一个尊荣，能够和你在一起。
And it was such a privilege to be here and watch Gideon, your brothers, sisters-in-laws, your family, and the testimony.
也非常高兴能够在这里看到，赵爸这一家的美好的见证。
We live in a day and age where families all over the world are so broken and divided.
我们住在这样一个世代，这个世界上很多的家庭都是非常的破碎。
But we see the fruit of letting love prevail.
但是我们看到让爱掌权这个带来的果实。
All right, I've got two messages for you this morning.
我今天早上和大家有两个信息。
The first one's going to take about 5 minutes.
第一个只需要五分钟。
The second one will take about 3 hours.
第二个可能要三个小时。
No, I wouldn't dream of doing that to you.
我不会做梦也不会这样做。
But I want to, both of these are prophetic, but the first one for you as a church, members of this church,is for 2024 and 2025, the season you're in.
这两个都是先知性的。第一个就是作为教会的议员是2024以及针对2024和2025年。
It's corporately for you as a church, but also for you as individuals and whatever sphere of influence God has called you to.
对于整个教会也是对你们个人神带领你们所要去影响的。
You're...Coming into Hebron this year.
你们这一年来到了希伯伦。
I'm glad you're so excited.
你非常兴奋，很高兴。
So what does that mean?
那这什么意思？
Hebron in the Hebrew means place of association, place of relationship.
希伯伦在希伯来语里面意思就是这个连接的地方。
But in another sense, Hebron means.A place where vision or dreams are fulfilled.
同时它也意味着是梦想成真的地方。
David had been just a young boy taking care of his father's sheep.
大卫作为一个小孩子来照顾他父亲的羊群。
They weren't related at all to royalty.
他们跟皇族好像没什么关系。
But out of nowhere, Samuel the prophet prophesied over him he was going to be king one day.
但是撒母耳突然之间就对大卫来预言说他有一天要成为王。
This was an astounding message that no one could even think of in his family.
这是一个令人吃惊的消息，因为他家里没有人能够来明白的。
But if you know the story, God's favor came upon David.
但是你知道神的恩宠在大卫身上。
He killed the giant Goliath.
他杀了格利亚。
And then Saul made him one of his leading generals.
扫罗也当他成为他的一个将领。
And everywhere he went, he was amazingly victorious.
不管他去什么地方，他都是得胜的。
He became the hero of Israel.
他成为以色列的英雄。
But then Saul became incited to jealousy and tried to kill him for several years.
但是扫罗却变得嫉妒他，想要来杀害他。
And David had to live on the run like a thief for 3 years, for several years.
大卫就像好像像贼一样, 就得到处来躲避扫罗,
and then Saul ended up dying in battle.
最后扫罗在战争中,
and it says in 2 Samuel chapter 2,
在撒母耳记下二章,
in verse 1,
第一节,
that David sought the Lord, and I said, shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah?
大卫问耶和华说,我上犹大的一个城去可以吗?
And the Lord said, go up.
可以,
and he said, to where shall I go?
大卫说,我上哪一个城去?
And the Lord said, go to Hebron.
耶和华说,上希伯伦去。
And when he went to Hebron, that's where the men of Israel came together and made him king, first over Judah and then later Israel.
希伯伦也是以色列人高他为,设他为王的地方。
So Hebron represents a place where the strife and the opposition all of a sudden is broken.
So Hebron represents this
and doors are open wide that no man can shut for the promises and vision of God for your life.
So
Abraham and Sarah were very wealthy, very powerful.
亚伯拉罕和萨拉当初是非常有钱,
but their greatest promise that they had would have children was not fulfilled.
但是他们最那个神的那个计划在他们生命中，他们孩子计划还没有成就。
And now Abraham was in almost 100, Sarah was in her 90s.
现在亚伯拉罕已经是九十几岁了。
Physically impossible to have children.
已经从身体上来说已经不可能再有孩子了。
But in Genesis 18, it says they were camped at Hebron.
但是在创世纪18章讲到，他们当时就住在希伯伦。
They were at Hebron, the place where dreams are fulfilled.
就是梦想成真的那个地方。
And it says that Abraham, in the heat of the day, was sitting under the oak trees.
当时讲到天很冷的时候，亚伯拉罕坐在橡树下面。
And he saw the Lord passing by.
他看到神使者经过。
And he ran after him.
他就跟着他。
And he said, please come back to the tent.
他叫请他们来到他的帐篷下。
And they prepared an incredible nice meal for the Lord.
为神预备了一个非常棒的一个宴席。
And the Lord said, at this time next year,
神对他说,这明年这个时候,
the child of promise will have been born. And Sarah was so startled by this, she laughed. And the Lord said, why do you laugh? Is anything impossible for God?
神说,
but Hebrews tells us that she believed God capable.
但希伯来书说,
But it was a place at Hebron again, the place where the dream, the vision was fulfilled.
所以又是在希伯伦这个地方, 他们的意象, 他们的梦想成真。
And Abraham was seated under the oak trees.
亚伯拉罕当时就坐在橡树下面。
23 years ago,
23年前,
one of the times I was ministering in Vancouver,
当时我是在, 温哥华, 也是在, 在服侍,
I said, Caleb, stand up.
我对Caleb说, 你起来。
And I had him stand next to his father Gideon.
我就让他和赵爸站在旁边。
And I said, Caleb, God's calling you to be an oak tree in the body of Christ.
我就对Caleb说, 神呼召你在神的肢体里面要成为一个橡树。
Isaiah talked about the oak trees of righteousness.
以赛亚书讲到了这个公义的橡树,
that provide shelter and strength in the storms.
是在, 风暴当中能够来提供避难所。
And I prophesied over Caleb that just like your father, you're going to be an oak tree. They're oak trees of righteousness.
所以我也是对Caleb发预言, 就像你的父亲一样, 你也要成为一个橡树, 一个公义的橡树。
So you as part of this church,
所以你作为这教会的一部分,
you're like Abraham, you're sitting under the oak trees of righteousness.
你就像亚伯拉罕一样, 坐在公义的橡树下面。
And this is a year when the Lord is passing by, ready to release favor.
所以今年就是神经过要释放恩宠的一年。
Don't take that for granted.
不要好像想当然。
But be like Abraham.
就像亚伯拉罕一样。
Run after the Lord.
要去追随神,
and say, don't pass me by.
对神说, 不要经过我, 不要错过我,
just say that out loud right now.
现在就是,
say, Jesus,
说耶稣,
don't pass me by.
不要错过我,
good, I'm glad you're alive.
很高兴还活着,
okay. I want to talk about the prophetic call, one of the prophetic calls upon Zion Church.
所以我要讲到神在西安教会的一个, 先知性的呼召。
One of the strangest stories in the Bible,
圣经里面一个很奇怪的故事,
is when finally Abraham and Sarah had the child of promise.
是亚伯拉罕、撒拉最终得到了应许的孩子。
Some 13 years later,
大概13年以后,
God called him to sacrifice his son.
神却呼召他把他的儿子献祭献上。
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
好像对我们来说很难理解。
Unless you understand it was a prophetic picture of God the Father giving his son for our lives as a ransom.
实际上这是一个很属灵的一个图画, 就是神自己
And he took his son and Isaac and he brought him to Moriah, to the mountain there.
所以亚伯拉罕带上他的儿子以撒去摩利亚山。
And he prepared the altar with wood for fire.
他也准备了这个用木材啊，准备了一个祭坛。
And he was going to sacrifice his son.
所以他还准备就是要把他儿子献祭。
But God called his name, and all of a sudden he saw a ram in the bush.
但是突然之间他在丛林中看到一个羔羊，一个羊。
The Lord was testing Abraham's heart.
实际上神也是在测试亚伯拉罕的心。
Sometimes the Lord will test your heart.
所以有的时候神也是会来测试你的心。
Are you willing to sacrifice what you think is the most valuable for the Lord Jesus Christ?
你是不是愿意献上你觉得最宝贵的东西为着耶稣基督？
But when God saw his heart, then he provided the lamb, which is a picture of Jesus.
所以当神看到亚伯拉罕的心, 他就为他预备了这个羊, 实际上也代表着耶稣。
So it says in Genesis 22, verse 14,
所以在创世纪42,
Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide.
亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒。
And this is actually where we get the name of God, Jehovah Jireh from.
这就是我们今天说耶和华以勒这个名字的来源。
In the Old Testament, God gave him a revelation of many of his names to the people.
在旧约里面神有很多的名字。
And the names of God always illustrate an aspect, a characteristic of God.
神的名字也从一个方面来说明他的一个品格，一个特性。
Like Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God who heals.
就像耶和华拉法，他是医治的神。
But this is where we get the title of the Lord, the Lord will provide.
这里我们就看到神是供应的神，耶和华以勒。
So on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, your Father knows your needs even before you ask.
就像耶稣说的，你们的父亲就在你们。
You don't need to be worried about it.
你们不需要担忧,
even in the midst of COVID.
即使在COVID期间,
you don't need to be worried about it.
你也不需要忧虑,
the Father will meet your every need.
因为天父会知道你们所有的需要,
he is Jehovah Jireh.
因为他是耶和华以勒,
but he called the place Jehovah Jireh.
他把这个地方就称为耶和华以勒。
And that was on what they called Mount Moriah, but is actually on what we call Zion.
实际上那是在西安，我们摩利亚山。
It's the same place that David built an altar of sacrifice to the Lord.
也是大卫为神建立祭坛的地方。
It's where the temple was established.
也是帐幕建立的地方。
It's in the place of Zion, God says, the blessings flow to the whole world.
所以也是在西安这个地方，神说他的祝福会流淌下去。
Psalm 133,
诗篇,
it says, behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters dwell together in unity.
诗篇133篇, 看啊, 弟兄和睦同居是何等的善, 何等的美。
It is like the precious oil on the head running down the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down the collar of his robe, speaking about blessings of God's presence.
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到衣襟，就讲到神同在。
It is like the dew of Hermon which falls on the mountains of Zion.
就像
Verse 3.
黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
From there the Lord has commanded blessing forevermore.
因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
There is something incredible sacred in the eyes of God about Mount Zion in Israel.
所以在在神的眼里，在以色列的那个锡安山是非常的特别。
That's why there's so much warfare surrounding it.
所以也是为什么现在有很多的征战在那个地方。
But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about you as Zion Church.
那不是我要讲的，我要讲的是关于你们作为锡安教会。
You're a place of provision.
你们是供应的地方。
You're a place of meeting. You are people who release what people need the most.
你们是来释放给人们所最需要的东西。
And normally, when we preach about Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, we're talking about practical needs, finances, opportunities, open doors.
通常我们讲到耶和华以勒的时候，讲的就是一些具体的一些需要。
But I want to talk about what I believe is the greatest need in the world today.
但是我今天要讲的是这个世界上最大的一个需要。
And we say, well, Jesus, yes, of course.
当然你会说耶稣。
But in the love of God, what the world is desperate for today.
所以在神的爱中，这个世界所要是什么？
Is relationship.
是关系。
Community.
是一个社区。
Our world, especially since the internet really got popular 30 years ago.
自从 internet, 网络30年前变得很
Is living in so much isolation.
所以人现在就处在彼此这个分离的状态。
Incredible isolation and loneliness.
所以大家还有人都处于非常的隔离，也非常的孤单的状态。
In 2022,
在2022年
a young man in, I believe it was Minnesota.
在明尼苏达有一个年轻人。
His name is Ethan Crumbly.
他的名字叫 Ethan Crumbly.
You read about him in the newspapers or on the internet.
你可能在网上这可能也听到过他的消息。
He took a gun to his high school.
他拿了一把枪到他的学校。
And he killed many, many, many people.
他杀了很多人。
But when we began to read aboutEthan's family background.
但当我们读到他的家庭背景的时候
He lived in total loneliness.
他实际上是完全的是孤单一个人
He had no friends.
他没有朋友
And his mother and father almost completely ignored him.
他的父母几乎也是完全的不管他的
When he was a young boy, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old.
当他还四五六岁的时候
His parents would leave him all night by himself.
他的父母就让他一个人整晚一个人待在家里。
And they would go out and do drugs.
然后他们就出去可能吸毒之类。
And come back early in the morning.
然后早晨再回来。
And of course, everybody's responsible for their actions.
所以每个人都对他，当然对自己的行为负责。
But Ethan Crumbly, he's a picture of the crisis we're in the world today.
但是他实际上就是我们现今社会的危机的一个方面。
Now, of course, he's an extreme example.
当然，他是一个很极端的例子。
But there are people in your neighborhood.
但是在你的周围。
Probably in the house to the left or the right of you.
可能就在你左边或右边的房子，邻居。
There are people you work with.
可能你一起工作的人。
Or go to school with.
一起去上学的人。
That maybe outwardly they're holding it together.
可能外表上他们看上去都很正常。
But inwardly, their souls are dying because there's so much loneliness and fear of rejection in the world today.
但是在他们灵里面，好像他们是如此的惧怕孤单。
But the promise of God.
但是神的应许
as it says in the Psalms,
就在诗篇里面所讲到的
God makes a home for the lonely.
神是为孤独的人有家，让孤独的人
He makes a family for the lonely and the brokenhearted.
让孤独的人有一个家。
And as we consider this thing called Christianity,
当我们想到基督教
we need to understand that essentially between us and God, it is a covenant of hospitality.
实际上我们和神之间的是一个约，是一个接待的约。
A covenant of caring for people.
是一个约，是来照顾，去关心。
A covenant of welcoming people, even strangers.
是欢迎，甚至是欢迎不认识的。
A covenant of even sitting down and dining with people.
是坐下来一起来聚餐。
And I want to talk a little bit about the old covenant, but also the new covenant we call Christianity.
所以我要讲一下旧约以及新约。
We look at Abraham and Sarah.
我们看在亚伯拉罕和撒拉。
Living for decades with that unfulfilled promise that they would have descendants.
他们实际上有很长一段时间，这个应许就是他们要有后代，这个应许一直没有成就。
But then Abraham sees the Lord passing by.
但是当亚伯拉罕看到神经过
He got up and ran after him.
他起来追逐
And he said, please come back.
他就说请回来
And we'll make a nice meal for you.
我会为你预备这个丰盛的宴席
And they got a choice calf and they sacrificed it.
就是他们有一个肥牛他们就宰了
They had a barbecue.
他们有一个烧烤
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 烧烤。
And Abraham said to Sarah, quick, make some nice bread.
所以亚伯拉罕对撒拉说做一些很好的面包。
And Abraham, they took the position of a lowly servant. They washed the feet of the presence of the Lord.
他们也是作为仆人一样为那些来的客人来洗脚。
This was not a McDonald's church service.
这当然不是我们教会好像做的。
They spent time. They had an extravagant meal together.
他们一起花时间，有一个很美好的聚餐的时间。
They made a resting place for the presence of God.
他为神的同在，好像有一个安居之所。
You could read in Exodus chapter 24.
你可以在出埃及记二十四章。
It says Moses and Aaron, they took the elders up.To the mountain of the Lord. Moses and Aaron, they took the elders, 70 of them, up the mountain of the Lord.
亚伯拉罕和亚伦把这些长老，七十个长老带到了山上。
And it says that they saw God.
这里讲到他们看见了神。
This is an incredible, amazing experience. They saw the glory of God.
这是令人难以想象的一个经历，因为他们看到了神的荣耀。
And then it says they ate and they drank.
然后讲到他们坐下来又吃又喝。
They went from the ultimate spiritual experience to the ultimate physical experience.
他们从这个很极端的一个属灵经历到一个好像很极端的一个我们肉体的一个经历。
At one point, almost everybody was following Jesus.
在一个时期好像几乎所有的人都在跟随耶稣。
And then Jesus sabotaged his ministry.
然后耶稣好像破坏了他自己的事工。
In John 6, he began to speak about, you're going to have to eat of my body and drink of my blood.
然后因为耶稣说到你要喝我的血吃我的身体。
All the crowds stopped following him.
然后所有的人就离开他了。
And even the larger group of disciples abandoned him.
即使是很大的一群他的门徒都离开了。
But he was giving a picture of communion and what communion represents.
但是他实际上给我们一个图画，我们这个圣餐代表什么？
Scientists tell us
科学家告诉我们
that every 7 years,
每七年
every cell within your body is made new.
每七年你身体里面的细胞就更新一次。
You become what you eat.
你成为你所吃的。
Be careful about eating too much Tim Hortons.
所以要注意喝太多的 Tim Hortons.
You don't want to turn into a donut.
你不要变成一个 甜甜圈。
But Jesus was giving this very graphic spiritual illustration.
所以耶稣实际上是给我们这样一个图画。
That he wants us to take in himself, his presence, so much into our lives.
他要让我们把他的同在也变成我们生命的一部分。
As we digest his word, as we take in his spirit, that he is a oneness within us, that everything within us is renewed by his presence and his word.
当我们来明白他的话语的时候，他成为我们生命的一部分，所以我们生命里面每一个东西都被他来更新。
And throughout the Bible, we see these illustrations having to do with food.
在圣经里面看到这一些都是和食物似乎有关系的。
But hallelujah, I love to eat good food.
但是感谢神，我喜欢吃好的食物。
I do love sushi.
我喜欢 sushi.
I've grown to appreciate dim sum.
我现在也开始喜欢 dim sum.
It was Gideon that first introduced me to dim sum many years ago.
因为赵爸就很多年前介绍我这个好的 dim sum.
And as much as I like Chinese and Japanese and Thai food.
就像我喜欢中国、日本和泰国的食物一样。
I'm sorry, that's not the best.
不是最好的。
The best is Italian food.
最好的是意大利。
my grandfather was Sicilian.
因为我的祖父是一个西西里人。
And when I was a boy, he taught me how to cook Italian food.
当我小时候，他教我怎么来预备意大利食物。
I cook a lot of different pasta dishes and pasta and seafood.
我也预备了很多 pasta 这食物。
I'm a very good cook, actually.
我实际上是一个很好的厨师。
You know, the people who study trends all over the world.
那些研究这个流行趋势的人。
And they look at the growth from China and India.
他们来看从中国和印度的那个成长。
They say in 30 years from now,
他们说三十年以后
one out of every two humans,
两个人里面有一个
is either going to have Chinese blood or Indian blood in them.
要么有中国的血血流或者是印度的血。
I love Chinese food. I love Indian food.
我喜欢中国食物，喜欢印度食物。
But even when that is fulfilled,
即使那个成就
Italian will still be best.
意大利食物仍然是最好的。
And when we eat together,
当我们一起吃的时候
it is an absolute essential thing you do. If you don't eat for too long, you die.
这是一个非常关键的事情我们需要做，因为你有一段时间不吃，你可能就要死。
The food you eat not only gives you energy, but itchanges the cells within you.
你所吃的食物不但给你这个精力，而且也改变你的细胞。
But when we dine with other people,
当我们和别人一起吃饭的时候
if we really know what we're about, it's a time of celebration, of a celebrating life, celebrating God's provision, celebrating the goodness with which God created us.
这实际上是我们一起来庆祝的时候来庆祝神的美善。
I grew up in America, the United States.
我是在美国成长的。
And in a lot of the cultures in the United States,
美国的很多文化
we like to eat.
我们喜欢吃。
In fact, some people really like to eat.
有些人非常喜欢吃。
But it's strange, we like to eat, but we don't really celebrate our meals.
奇怪的是我们喜欢吃但我们好像没有这个习惯来庆贺我们所吃的。
And unless it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, we just eat very quickly.
就像有的时候在感恩节 Christmas, 我们就很快的就吃完了。
But when I began to travel a lot in ministry,
当我开始在侍奉当中旅行很多的时候
first I began to do a lot of ministry in Europe.
首先我是在欧洲有很多的侍奉。
And my eyes were opened.
我的眼睛被打开。
Because when they cooked a meal with friends and they ate, it wasn't just something they rushed through, but they would take 90 minutes to do it and really enjoy it, enjoy serving one another, enjoy eating together, talking about things.
但是当他们为朋友来预备食物一起吃的时候，他们是不是很急匆匆的？他们是花时间90分钟的时间在一起谈论，一起去了服侍他们。
And that really impacted my wife and I. She traveled a lot to Europe with me.
我的太太跟我一起也很多旅行，这影响了我们两个人。
And then we moved to Toronto, Canada.
然后我们搬到了多伦多。
And in 1994, we experienced this amazing outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
1994年，我们真的经历了圣灵的大浇灌。
And over a seven-year period, we had between 4 and 5 million people come to our church.
大概在七年间，有大概四五百万的人来到我们教会。
Most of the people stayed in hotels.
大多数人是住在旅馆里面。
But my wife and I opened up our house to friends coming from all over the world to the meetings.
但是我太太和我把我们的家打开了，来招待从世界各地来的朋友。
And for almost a year and a half, we had people, guests staying with us non-stop.
几乎一年半的时间，我们家就是有不断的有人来。
6 months before the revival began,
在复兴开始前六个月，
we were led by the Lord to move into this big house.
神感动我们搬到了一个大的房子里面。
We didn't need a big house.
我们实际上并不需要大房子。
We only had 2 little children.
我们只有两个孩子。
But we moved into a house with 6 bedrooms.
但是我们搬到一个有六个卧室的房间。
We didn't want to, but the Lord kept saying, "This is the place."
但是神就告诉我们，这就是这个地方。
We moved into it. It was huge.
我们搬进去非常的大。
We thought, "What are we doing here?"
我们在这里干什么？
And then all of a sudden, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit came.
但突然圣灵的浇灌来了。
And sometimes we'd have 3-4 bedrooms filled with guests for a year and a half that went on.
所以有的时候三四个卧室就是充满了这个客人整个一年半的时间。
And my wife, even though she was pregnant the first year of the revival.
我的太太即使那个时候她是怀孕。
We were constantly cooking and cooking and cooking food, providing meals.
我们就一直在煮饭来预备食物。
I can remember one time we had about 4 people staying at our house.
我记得有一次我们家有四个客人。
And Gideon and David Damian came to Toronto.
赵爸和戴爸也是来到多伦多。
I knew they were coming, but I thought they were staying in a hotel.
我知道他们会来，我以为他们住在旅馆里。
And they said, "Well, we're at the airport. We'll be at your house in half an hour."
他们说我们会到你们家。
I just told my wife, and she just rolled her eyes. Okay, whatever.
她就睁大眼睛。
And then they showed up.
然后他们就来到。
But they had another brother with them too.
他们当时还带了另外一个弟兄。
And my wife had already cooked dinner, and now it's dinner time.
我太太已经煮了饭，现在是晚饭时间。
And my wife and I are looking at this pan of chicken that she's cooked.
我们看着她烧的一锅那个鸡。
We've already got 4 guests.
我们已经有四个客人了。
And our family.
在我们家中。
And now we have Gideon and David Damian and this other guy.
我们现在又有了另外三个了。
And my wife said, "What are we going to do?"
我太太说，我们现在怎么办呢？
I said, "Well, let's just pray."
我们就祷告吧。
And literally, God multiplied the chicken.
神也是倍增，让鸡也倍增。
Everybody had plenty of food.
每一个人都吃得非常尽兴。
And we even had chicken left over.
我们甚至有鸡剩下来的。
You know, it's a good thing we like chicken.
我们喜欢鸡。
But we think about when David and the Levitical priest brought the ark, the glory of God, into the city of David.
当我们想到大卫以及祭司把这个约柜带到大卫城的时候，
They celebrated the presence of the Lord.
他们就为神的同在在庆祝。
And then it says David, as king, he prepared food for everybody. Everybody ate together.
然后讲到大卫作为王，为每一位预备了食物。
Jesus said to the disciples at the Last Supper, "I long to have had this meal with you."
耶稣也是。在最后的晚餐对他的门徒来说。
And I can tell you that sometimes in the conferences I do, sometimes they're very, very powerful with the presence of God, like this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
有的时候我去的这些会议真的是蛮有神的同在。
Sometimes we have a lot of healings and miracles, a lot of prophetic words.
有的时候有神的医治，有很多神迹奇事，很多预言。
They could be great times.
所以是有很美好的时间。
But sometimes the times that are even better are the meals with the leaders before the meetings or after the meetings.
但实际上有的时候最好的时间就是领袖在一起的之前，会议之前或之后一起吃饭的时间。
So last night when the conference was over,
所以昨晚当会议结束,
nine of us went to an Italian restaurant.
我们九个人去了一家意大利餐厅。Glory
to God. And we're sitting there just sharing life, eating wonderful food. And John and his wife Pam, are they here? John and his wife Pam were seated at the other end of the table. And all of a sudden, the Lord said, Mark, give a prophetic word to Pam and John. This wasn't in the meeting. It wasn't during the worship. It wasn't during the preaching. It wasn't during the anointed time of ministry. But it was a time of sharing life together. A number of years ago, my ministry in my house, we had an apostolic round table. We had about 15 apostolic leaders come from all over the world.
And
we had 3 days of meetings at my house. Just sharing testimonies and sharing vision and encouraging one another. And we would pray for one another after everybody shared different things. But we'd start off in the morning with a light breakfast in our house. Then we'd have about 11 o'clock a coffee break. That's the other thing you need to know. You cannot have revival without good coffee.
如果没有好的咖啡，你们就不能有复兴。
It's written in the book of Mark.
在马可书上面写着。If
you drink tea, you just need to repent sometime.
如果你喝茶，你就得要悔改。No,
we would serve coffee and tea.
我们有茶和咖啡。And
then about 1 o'clock, we'd all go somewhere for lunch.
1点钟我们就去吃午饭。And
then about 4 o'clock, we'd have another coffee and tea break.
4点钟大概另外一个咖啡时间。And
at that particular round table that year,
在那一次圆桌会议上,
something unusual happened.
有不同寻常的事情发生。The
most powerful prayers and prophecies did not happen when the whole group was together praying for one another.
这个最有力的这个预言祷告并不是在我们
They happened during the lunch breaks and the coffee breaks.
而是发生在午餐和咖啡时间。
We'd be in groups of two or three people, maybe out in the backyard or a group out in our living room or in the family room, just talking during the breaks.
就是在那些时间，可能有两三个小的，在不同的地方，在某一个房间或者在这个外面。
Having coffee and tea and eating together.
一起喝茶，喝咖啡，在一起的时间。
And when the round table was over,
所以当圆桌会议结束,
I asked a friend of mine who at that time was about 80 years old. He'd been an apostle for 50 years.
我问了我的一个朋友，他实际上是个使徒，已经有50年的时间，他自己已经有80岁。
I said, why do you think the most powerful touches of the Holy Spirit were during the times of fellowship, not the meetings?
我就问他为什么这个最有力的这个圣灵触摸时间是在我们在一起彼此沟通时间，而不是在这会议当中。
And he said, because God did not create us for meetings, he created us for relationship.
他说神创造我们不是要开会，而是让我们有关系。
Jesus said, they will know you are my disciples by your love for one another.
所以耶稣也说，你们彼此相爱，世人就知道。
And so we can see one another in the church, and we can give one another terms and greetings of affection.
所以我们可以每在教会见面，可以彼此之间可以问候。
But are we willing to sit down and dine together?
但是我愿意是彼此坐下来，能够一起吃饭。
Over the last 15, 20 years, 30 years, as I've been ministering more and more in Asian churches,
在过去的15年、20年、30年间，我越来越多在亚洲的教会里面服侍，
as well as African churches,
以及在一些非洲教会里面服侍。
I found that the Asian cultures and many African culturesSuch have such a high value of hospitality.
所以我发现很多亚洲或者非洲教会，他们的文化非常看重这个接待款待。
Preparing meals for one another.
彼此来预备食物。
Cooking together.
一起来烧煮饭。
Sharing life together in that context.
在那个环境当中，彼此来分享生命。
So Jesus told a parable in Luke chapter 11, starting verse 5.
所以耶稣讲了一个寓言在路加福音。
He said, Which of you who has a friend come to him at midnight and say, Friend, give me 3 loaves of bread?
耶稣说你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里说朋友请借给我3个饼。
For a friend of mine has arrived on a journey and I have nothing to set before him.
因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。
And so he will answer me from within, Do not bother me, the door is now shut. I and my children are in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.
那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。
I tell you though, even though he will not get up and give anything, because he is his friend, yet because of he keeps seeking, knocking, asking, the friend will give him what he wants.
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
It said a friend came on a long journey.
所以一个朋友一个很长的旅程来到这里。
In the Hebrew culture,
在希伯来文化当中
when a trader went on a long, or a businessman went on a long, long journey,
当一个做生意的有个很长的旅行
and they were outside of Israel,
他们在以色列之外
they could not stay in the inns because so many people were anti-Jewish. They would not let Jewish people stay in the inns that offered hospitality.
他们不能住在一般的一些旅馆里面，是因为有很多反犹的。
So they would say when they arrived at a village or community, where is the Jewish quarter? Where do the Jewish people live?
所以他们要去就是当地犹太人所住的那个区。
And when they came to the Jewish section of town,
当他们来到这个城市犹太人住的地方
they would knock on the first door they came to.
他们就会敲第一家的门。
And even if that other Jewish person was a complete stranger,
即使那一个犹太人对他来说是完全的陌生人
they considered it a sacred responsibility to receive that person, to give him hospitality, to give him food, to give him protection.
但是他们认为这是他们一个神圣的一个责任，要来接纳他，给他们食物，给他们住。
Even to care for their donkeys and oxen, or not oxen, but camels, whatever they were traveling with.
甚至要照顾他们的驴啊，就是一起同行的动物。
In the ancient Hebrew culture, hospitality was considered a sacred responsibility.
所以在犹太文化里面，这个款待是被认为是一个非常神圣的一个特质。
And so Jesus said, take this bread.When he had given thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to them.
所以耶稣也是拿着这个饼掰开给他们
saying, "This is my body, which is given for me. Do it in remembrance of me."
说这是我的身体为你们擘开，你们这样做是要来纪念我
And it's in that act of us dining together, whether we realize it or not, we're celebrating the gift of life. We're celebrating the goodness of God.
所以是在我们一起吃的时候，实际上我们就是一起来庆祝这个生命，庆祝美善。
Jesus called himself the bread of life.
耶稣也把他自己称为生命的粮。
The bread we eat today is not very nutritious.
我们今天吃的面包可能营养不是很好。
But in the ancient times, bread was very, very different.
但是在古代，那个面包完全不一样。
And there was so much rich nutrition in bread
在里面有很多营养
that the Roman armies could march for days and days and days and eat nothing but their bread.
那个罗马的军队可以几天不断的这样行军，只要靠这个面包就行了。
And they would still be strong for going out and doing battle.
他们仍然可以去征战。
But I want to throw an idea at you.
但是我现在就要给大家一个主意。
We're all familiar with the shepherd psalm, Psalm 23.
我们对诗篇二十三篇都非常的熟悉。
In the shepherd psalm, Psalm 23, verse 5,
诗篇二十三篇第五节
David said about the Lord, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
大卫这里讲到在我敌人面前你为我摆设筵席。
You prepare a table, a banqueting table for me in the midst of my enemies.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设了这个宴席。
Normally, when we teach or preach that,
通常当我们讲到这个
，we say you can be surrounded by problems.
我们想到你可以周围有很多的问题。
But God will still provide a sumptuous provision for you.
但是神仍然可以为你预备丰盛的这个供应。
Even when you're under attack of your enemies,
即使仇敌在攻击你。
But let me suggest to you a different take on that.
但是让我建议一个不同的看法。
This is a question the Rabbi Jonathan Sacks asked in his book about Moses.
这是 John 一个
Jonathan Sacks.
Jonathan Sacks 一个神学家所问的这样一个问题。
He was the chief rabbi of the United Kingdom for 20 years.
他是英国最主要的一个。
How many of you have not heard of the Rabbi Jonathan Sacks?
有多少人没听说过
If someone raised their hand,
如果有人举手
turn to them and say, you're really ignorant.
你是很无知
I don't want to say that to you because it's rude. so somebody else can say it to you.
我不要对你这样说，因为
But Jonathan Sacks asked a question about that verse about a table in your midst of your enemies.
但是这个拉比就问了这样一个问题，在仇敌面前这样一个宴席。
What if it means something else?
那可能会意味着什么
？What if it means when you have an issue with problem with somebody？
可能意味着你可能和某人有个问题。
If you've got tension with somebody，
你和人之间关系比较紧张。
If you've got striving with somebody，
你可能有一些这个挣扎。
What about sitting down and having a meal with them？
你可不可以和他坐下来一起来吃个饭？
Because that's essentially what communion symbolizes.
实际上，这就是我们平时的我们圣餐意味着什么。
We who were enemies of God.
实际上，我们是神的敌人。
We take in the bread of life, and we become the sons and daughters, the friends of God.
这个生命的粮吃了，然后就成为他的儿女。
And I would just like to suggest to you.
所以，我也向大家建议。
That in this incredible provision you're called to give the cultures around you in this part of Vancouver.
所以在这个文化当中好像你要去给
But what you really have to give is the gift of hospitality.
实际上你真正要给的是一个款待的这样一个灵
Taking in the lonely.
接纳那些孤单的
Taking in those that are suffering from fear of rejection.
接受那些在恐惧当中在拒绝当中的人
And giving them value.
给他们价值
Because when you take Time, which is a very precious commodity.
当你花时间，这个时间是一个非常珍贵的东西。
And you invest that time in a stranger or somebody you don't know very well.
你花时间在一个陌生人，一个你可能不是那么熟悉的人身上。
You are extending value. You're extending the love of God to them.
你就是把价值，你就把神的爱加在他身上。
You know, everybody has a story worth hearing.
每个人都有个故事。
And I'll close with this.
我用这个来结束。
But 125 years ago, there was a great poet in the United States.
在125年前，美国有个伟大的诗人。
And he said this.
他这样说。
Most people live lives of quiet desperation.
很多人这个生命的是一个，在一个安静的挣扎当中。
And their songs remain unsung.
他们的歌都没有被唱出来。
Let's invest time and hospitality in people.
让我们花时间来款待。
Let's give them an opportunity to sing their songs.
让我们给他们一个机会把他们的歌可以唱出来。
And I believe that as a church, you've got an amazing culture that the world is desperate for.
作为一个教会，你们这个有一个非常好的文化。
Bringing people into the family of God.
把人带到神的家中。
And extending hospitality to them.
来款待他们。
I thought it was pretty good. They don't seem very impressed. So.
Got too focused.
By the way, in case you're asking yourself this question right now,
万一你现在问自己这样一个问题,
I like my steaks cooked medium.
我是喜欢我的牛排是 medium, 中等。
So, turn to the person next to you.
对你旁边的人,
and I want you to ask them a question.
我要你问他一个问题,
say,
说,
where are you taking me to lunch today?
你今天午餐带我去什么地方?
Let's stand.
让我们一起站立。 Now they respond.
So, I want to give you, before we pray, I want to give you one final thought about this.
在我们祷告前，给大家最后一个想法。
Your very body,
你的身体,
you are hosting the Holy Spirit.
实际上是住着圣灵在里面。
Your very body, you are hosting the Holy Spirit.
你的身体, 圣灵是住在里面。
And out of that, we can express love, acceptance, grace, and hospitality to a lot of hurting people.
所以从这个, 从这个我们可以把我们的爱啊, 把我们的招待啊接纳能够扩展出去。
If you are a business person,
如果你是做生意的人,
or you're a researcher,
你是个研究员,
maybe you're involved in media or the arts,
可能是在媒体啊, 在艺术方面,
would you just raise a hand right now?
你是不是可以举手?
I want to pray a blessing of open doors on you for this year.
我要为你来
祝福今年打开这个门 2024-2025 Just lift a hand up to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus,
天父奉耶稣的名,
for all the men and women,
所有的弟兄姐妹们,
whatever sphere of influence you've called them to,
不管他们是在什么影响领域里面,
would you bring them to Hebron this year?
今年把他们带到希伯伦,
would you bring them into a place where dreams and visions are fulfilled?
把他们带到一个地方, 他们的梦想能够成真。
Would you open up doors for them that no man can shut?
因为他们打开这个门是没有人能关的。
And would you shut some of the difficult doors of the past?
为他们来关闭过去一些艰难的门。
Would you bring men and women into a place where vision and dreams are fulfilled at this season?
把他们带到这个季节, 他们梦想, 他们的意向是得成真的地方。
And Father, I bless Zion Church.
天父, 我要祝福西安教会。
I bless not only the leaders of the church, but the people of this church.
不只是领袖团队, 西安的每一个人。
I bless the gift of hospitality that you're rich in.
我要祝福这个款待的这样一个灵。
And I bless you
祝福你,
to be a place of Jehovah Jireh,
成为耶和华以勒的一个地方,
to provide acceptance,
来预备丰盛的,
to provide a family,
来预备一个家,
to provide friendship,
来预备友谊,
to provide hospitality,
预备这个招待款待,
to the lonely,
对那些孤单的人,
the fearful,
那些惧怕的,
and the rejected,
那些被拒绝的。
And let me give you one word, more word.
我要给你们一个词。
If you will go after the ones that nobody else wants,
如果你去接待那些没人想要接待的
God will give you the ones that everybody else wants.
神会给你别人每个人所要的
If you will go after the hurting, the broken, the rejected,
如果你去接待那些被受伤的、被拒绝的
the ones that nobody else wants,
那些别人都不要的
God will give you the ones that everybody else wants.
神会给你别人每个人所要的
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I always knew it.
我知道。
Less meeting, more eating.
少开会，多吃饭。
I want to say, Pastor Mark, while we, our hearts fully agree.
我们的心完全的赞成。
I'm going to give you a little pushback on one thing.
我要有一点上给你一点。
I was still not settled about the Italian food and Chinese food.
我仍然对这个意大利食物是不是最好有一些想法。
I'll ask you to check the label on your pasta because it's borrowed Chinese food.
你 pasta 上面的 label 可能是中国。
The pasta I cook at home is imported from Italy. So, brother, you just need to repent.
The idea of noodles may have come from somewhere outside of Italy. Just saying. Oh. Okay.
I have an Italian friend argue with me who invented noodle.
我有一个意大利朋友跟我在争论谁是造了这个面条。
They told me it's from Marco Polo the brought to Italy.
他说是马可波罗带到意大利了。
And they have found a fossil of noodle in China.
Dear Lord, from you are all things.
一切都归于你，一切本于你。
We thank you that noodles are from heaven.
我们知道这个面条也是从天上来的。
Father, may you provide even just a deeper sense of communion with one another and with you.
让我们能够更深的彼此和你之间有这样一个。
We thank you for this morning.
一起的时间，谢谢你，感恩为今天上午。
And may your blessings flow through us to others.
愿祝福从我们能够流淌出去。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.